Today's Amud is Yevamos Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, 18 lines in the bottom, by the two dots, Nisei Sholoi Bereshos. So we had in the Mishnah, right after Rav Shimon says his Chiddush, that in the case where a woman's husband went away, and an Eid Echad comes and says that her husband died, and she goes ahead and she gets remarried, and then her husband comes back, so Rav Shimon argued on the Tanakhama, and Rav Shimon said that he allowed Yibam between this woman and the first man's brothers. He allowed Yibam. Rav Shimon then says that this whole halach of our Mishnah was only said in a case where she gets remarried through an Eid Echad. However, if she's Nisei Shaloi Bershus Bezdin, meaning she didn't need to come on to the Bershus of Bezdin, because she was Nisei through two Eidim came and said that her husband died in Medina Sayyam, so then she gets remarried, then even if her husband comes back, we don't say that she's usher to her first husband, rather, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Now in our Mishnah we had that Reb Shimon said it, we'll see in the Gemara whether or not the Chachamim argue, but Lamaisa in the Mishnah it was stated as a halacha from Reb Shimon. So now it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that Hachi Hilchasa. He said that this is the halacha, that if she's Nisei Shaloi Bershus, if she has two Eidim saying that her husband died, and then her husband showed up, so then she's motzer to her husband. So Amar Le Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Amar Rav, he said, Gan v'genuvi l'amalach, why are you stealing? This is a halacha that was stated lahedya by Reb Shimon. So why are you saying this as your own halacha? This is a Mefersh Mishnah, it's a Mefersh halacha stated by Reb Shimon. And he's Sfira Lach Reb Shimon. And if you're saying that you're just coming to say that you hold that the halacha follows Reb Shimon, so then say that straight out. Ema halacha ka Reb Shimon. Just say that the halacha follows Reb Shimon. Dishmaitcha ka Reb Shimon ka'azla. Because that's clearly who you're going like. You're saying that this is the halacha that's going like Reb Shimon. So why not just say those words? Say it from the Bala Memra. Say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. And maybe you'll say that no, that Rav Huna Amar Rav was scared to say just simply the halacha follows Rav Shimon, because then someone might be mistaken to think that he's referring to the earlier statement of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, where Rav Shimon argued on the Tanakhama and said that even in the case where she's Nisei Salpi Eid Echad, that Yibam is motzer between her and the brother of the first man. That maybe someone's going to think that that's what he, if he would say the words halachas k'Reb Shimon, maybe people might mistakenly think that he means the first memra of the Mishnah that's brought from Reb Shimon. But if that's his whole reasoning, so then just say ema halacha k'Reb Shimon ba'achreina. Say that the halacha follows Reb Shimon's second psak, that when it's nisei shaloi al pi bezdin, when shaloi bershus bezdin, when it's nisei through two edim, then she's mutaris lachzer to her first husband. Why not just say it like that? That the halacha follows Reb Shimon in the second statement. So the Gemara says, Kashas Taka Shver, why Rav Huna Amar Rav didn't set it up, why didn't he say it like that? Now Amar Rav Sheshas points out that Amina Kinayim V'Shachiv Rav Amar Allah Shmaitza. That Rav, literally saying that Rav must have been sleeping when he said over this thing that the halacha follows Reb Shimon, that if it's Nisa Shaloi Bershus Bezdin, then she's mutaras to go back to her first husband. Says Rav Sheshes, the Rav must have been sleeping when he said that. Sounds almost like an insult, but really it's coming to say that Rav always says such good chidushim, and this one's not. There must be he wasn't really fully awake when he said over this memra. And the reason is because halacha mechal de pligi, saying that the halacha follows this shita, that almost makes it seem like he understands there to be a machlaikis in this case. And even though there's a machlaikis, the halacha is like Reb Shimon. But that's not true, because it can't be that the Chachamim argue on Reb Shimon. Even though the Mishnah says it as a psak halacha from Reb Shimon, it must be that this is something that really everybody agrees to, that when she's Nisei Shaloi Bershus, when she's Nisei through two Eidim, that she's mutaris to go back to her first husband, because my havel alameva, because what was she supposed to have done? Mi anas ansa, she's a total oine, she had two Eidim who said that her husband had died. Now she should start doubting them? If it's an Eid Echad, it's so fine, she's not a total Aines, then I understand. But when there's two Edim, so she's allowed to rely on them 100%. And if she relies on them, why would there be any sheet that holds that she's penalized, that now she can't go back to her first husband? It can't be. My Havala Lameva, what was she supposed to have done? V'aid, and furthermore, says Rav Sheshes, I have a raya that the Chachamim agreed to Rav Shimon in this case, that when it's Nisei Shalei Bershas, when it's Nisei through two Edim, so then she's Mutaras to go back to her first husband. Because Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Kol HaRaya Shebetoira Ain't Sriches Heimenu Get. It says that about all the arayas in the Torah, if a person's together with an erva, so the person doesn't then need a get, because nothing was chal from that. Chutz mi eishes ish nisayis al pi bezdin. An exception to that rule is an eishes ish that's nisayis al pi bezdin. When an eishes ish, like in our case, her husband went away, and an eid echad comes and says that her husband died, so she's nisayis al pi eid echad, then she needs to get a get from the man that she's together with, even though she's an eishes ish. So she's one of the arayas. The arayas you typically don't need a get. If a person's over on the Nisr Erva, he doesn't need to give her a get. Over here, by an Ashes Ish, Shanises, Alpi Bezdin, so then the second man has to give her a get. That's what it says. Now it's Mashma, that Alpi Bezdin hu debayi get. It's the Gita. It's only that she needs a get only if she was Nises Alpi Eid Echad, Alpi Bezdin. But Alpi Eidim loy bayi Gita. But you see that if she's Nises Alpi Eidim, so then she's allowed to go back to her husband, and then she doesn't need a get. All the Kanasais that were mentioned in our Mishnah doesn't apply to a case when there are two Eidim who had originally said that her husband died. So this Braisa says, Kimat Mefurish, exactly like our Mishnah, that it's specifically, we only have these different kanasais when a lady gets remarried through an edacha. But when she gets remarried through two edim, so then she doesn't need a get from the second man. And all the different halachas that our Mishnah said do not apply to this case where she gets remarried through two edim. So this is exactly like our Mishnah. Now Rav Sheshes comes to this once, wants to say that really the Chachamim agree to Rav Shimon that this is the case, that when there's two edim, so then there's no kanasais. And this Brice is a raya. Now, what's the raya that this bray says the Chachamim? Maybe this bray says Rab Shemin. So says the Gemara, that money, who's the tan of this braysa? Ilim Rab Shemin, if you're going to tell me that the tan of the bray says Rab Shemin, al pi bezdim ba'iga, Rab Shemin would tell you that in both cases, she doesn't need a get. Even when it's Nises al pi eid echad, Rab Shemin's shita is that she doesn't need a get, even when she's Nises al pi eid echad. And this bray says the idea that she does need a get in such a case. It's only when she's Nises al pi eidim that she doesn't need a get. So the Braisa must be the Chachamim, because if it would be Reb Shimon holds that she never needs a get even when she's Nisis Alpi Eid Echad. What's the Raya of Atanya? Like we learned in the Braisa, that Reb Shimon says that Asu Bezdin Bahirasan Kizadan Ish Beisha. That when lady gets in this type of scenario where her husband went out of town and she gets remarried through Bezdin through an Eid Echad, so when her husband comes back, so we view it that now she's like a lady who was bemazed over on Eishas Ish Kizada and Ish B'isha Alpi Eidim. But if she does it, if she gets remarried through Eidim, so then she's viewed Kishkagas Ish B'isha, then she's viewed like a Shoyge. Now it's Mashma that, and this is Rav Shimon talking in the Braisa, now it's Mashma, says the Gemara, that the only difference is that one is Kizadon Ish B'isha and the other one is Kishayk Shigas Ish B'isha. But Idi V'idi Loi Ba'i Get, but in neither case does she require a get. So the Braisa that we had before that says that when she's Nisis Al Pi Eid Echad, she needs to have a get. But when she's Nisis Al Pi Eidim, she doesn't need to have a get. El Olav Rabbanani. That must be going like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. And you see that the Rabbanan hold that by a case of Eidim, when she gets remarried through Eidim, so then the Kenasis of our Mishnah don't apply. She doesn't need a get. So you see that the Rabbanan agreed to Reb Shimon. So what's Rav coming and saying? Halacha k'Reb Shimon, as if there's some sort of machlaikas, says Rav Sheshes, first of all, it's not mistaber that the Rabbanan argue, because mayhavala lemevad, if she gets remarried through two Edom, why would there be a kenas? Mayhavala lemevad. So in Svara, it's not logical that the Rabbanan argue. And furthermore, we have this Braisa, which the only way to make sense of the Braisa seems to be by saying that it's going on Liba the Chachamim, and the Braisa says Lahedya, that when she's Nisis Alpi two Edim, so then she does not need a get. So you see Lahedya, that the Rabbanan hold like Reb Shimon, assuming that this Braisa is the Rabbanan. Why are we assuming that the Braisa is the Rabbanan and not Reb Shimon? Because the Braisa is Mashma that she never needs a get, even when she's Nisis Alpi Eid Echad, which is Reb Shimon's Shita. So says the Gemara, Then no. Va'ilum Reb Shemini. Really, I'll tell you that the Braisa is Reb Shemin. Really, the Braisa is Reb Shemin. Meaning, really, the Chachamim would tell you that even when she's Nisei's Alpi to Edim, she needs to receive a get. This Braisa that says that when she's Nisei's Alpi to Edim, she does not need to receive a get, that was Dafka, like the Shita Reb Shemin. Utare Tzachi. And explain the Braisa as follows. That Reb Shemin Oimer, Asu Bezdin Bahirasan, Kikavanas Ish Beisha. That when a lady gets remarried through an Eid Echad, she's like an Eishas Ish, she's like a Penuya, Kikavanas Ish Beisha. Like a man who's together with a Penuya, and it was with Kavana that it should be L'Shem Isha. So they had a Maises Nas, but it was with Kavana that it should be a Bia that's L'Shem Ish Beisha, that's L'Shem Ishas Ubai Get, which in such a case, if a man is together with a Penuya, L'Shem Ishas, he needs to give her a Get. So too, a person who's together with this Eishes Ish, whose husband went away, and she gets remarried through an Eid Echad, has to give her a get. Alpi Edim Kishaloi, and Alpi Edim, she gets remarried through Edim, so then it's Kishaloi Bekavanas Ish Bisha. It's like a man who's together with a Penuya that's now L'Shem Ishas, V'loi Ba'i Get, and she does not need to receive a get. That's what the Braisa means. Meaning, really, Reb Shimon Shita is that even when she's Nisis Alpi Eid Echad, is that when she's Nisis Alpi Eid Echad, she does need to receive a get. Not like we originally assumed that in such a case she doesn't get a get. Even when she's nisis al pi eid echad, she does need to receive a get. And that's Reb Shimon Shita even. Memelu the Braisa, we have no hachrich to say that the Braisa is going like the Chachamim. The Braisa which says that when she's nisis al pi eidim, does not need a get. It could be the Chachamim arguing that. It could be the Braisa was dafka going like Reb Shimon. And a similar teretz the Gemara says that Rav Ashi Amar, same idea, but just a different way of answering up the Braisa, that le'ini nisura ketani. That really in a chanami. When a lady is Nisei Salpi Eid Echad, so she needs to receive a get Lufi Reb Shimon. When the Braisa says that we make her Kizadin Ish Beisha, it's just talking about Linyan Isser, with regards to whether or not she's Asr to her original husband. V'hachi Kamer, this is what the Braisa is saying. That Asu Bezdin Bahirasan Kizadin Ish Beisha Umitasra Baila. That Bezdin made it that when a lady gets remarried through an Eid Echad, so we view that like an Eishas Ish who is Mizane B'mezid. Kizadin Ish Beisha, like a Mezid Eishas Ish, where in which case she becomes Asr to her husband. So too in this case, if she's Nisis Alpi Eid Echad, she becomes Asr to her husband. As opposed to Alpi Eidim, so that's Keshigigas Ish B'isha, V'loi Mitasra Al-Baila. Just like an Eishas Ish, who's Mezana B'shaygeg, does not become Asr to her husband, so too in this case, if she's Nisis Alpi to Eidim, so that she does not become Asr to her husband. That's all the Braisa means to be saying. Ravina Amar, also same idea, just a different way of teaching the Braisa, El Indian Karban Katani, that Asu Bezdin by Rasan Kizadin Ish B'isha. That when a lady gets remarried through an Eid Echad, it's like a Zadayin Ish B'isha, like a man and a woman who was an Eishas Ish, that they were as Nus, B'mezid, V'loi Ma'asya Karban, in which case she does not bring a Karban, whereas as opposed to Alpi Edim, if she gets remarried through Edim, so then it's Keshigas Ish B'isha U'ma'asya Karban, she's a Shagagas, she's a Shagig, and Mamela, she's going to need to bring a Karban. Or V'bayis Ema, a whole new type of Teretz, that Hakamaisa Rabbanani, that really the earlier Braisa is the Rabbanan, Utare Tzachi, Chutz Me'eshes Ish, Usha Niseis Alpi Eid Echad. Meaning, how did this whole sugya start? Because Rav Sheshes had a kasha that we learned in the Braisa, Kol Araya Shebetayra, meaning how could you say that the Rabbanan argue? We learned in the Braisa that Kol Araya Shebetayra Ein Tzriches Emenu Get, Chutz Me'eshes Ish, Anises Alpi Bezdin. It says that at any time a person is together with an Erva, so he doesn't have to give her a get. As opposed, with the exception being, if someone's together with an Eishes Ish, who is Nisei's Alpi and Eid Echad, so then he has to give her a get, which was Mashma, the Alpi Bez, then he won't have to give her a get. Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. You got the Diak wrong. The Braisa is the Rabbanan, it's not Reb Shimon, and still the Rabbanan hold that with Edim, she does need a get. Ah, so why does the Braisa say Dafka if she's together, if she was Nisei's Alpi Eid Echad? The Braisa doesn't. It says, Chutz Me'eishes Ish, Nisei's Alpi Bez, says then, the way you read the Braisa says the Yibayisema is Vitaratzachi Chutz Me'eshes Ish U'Shenises Alpi Bezdin. Shenises Alpi Bezdin is referring to a lady who gets married through an Eid Echad. Eshes Ish is referring to when she gets married through two Eidim. In both cases, the man, the second husband, the second man needs to give her a get. Meaning, the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon. So there's no Raya that the Rabbanan agreed to Reb Shimon. There's no Raya from any of the Braises that we quoted that the Rabbanan agree to Reb Shimon, and really it could be that the Rabbanan hold that when she's Nises Alpi Edim, even when she's Nises Alpi Edim, she's still going to have all the different Kanasais that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, we mentioned also a Svara. Rav Sheshes also mentioned the Svara, that it's not likely, it's not logical to say that the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon when she's an Aines. Mahavala Lameva. What was she supposed to have done? If she's Nises Alpi to Edim, why would there be any sort of Kanas on her when Mahavala Lameva? What was she supposed to have done? Now it says the Gemara, is that really a good svara? That just because my havala lemevad, so therefore we're not going to give her any sort of kenas? Masav ula miyamina my havala lemevad, is that really a svara that's used, my havala lemevad? That what should she have done? But now we learned in the Mishnah that kasav l'shem malchus she'ena higenes, if the sefer wrote the get that the man is giving a woman, and he wrote the get incorrectly, the date was written incorrectly. It was such and such a year since the malchus of a malchus she'ena higenes. Rashi says referring to Malchus Raimi, or L'shem Malchus Madai, L'shem Malchus Yavon, where he does a different bad count of the years. He counts that he dates the shtar according to the amount of years since Malchus Madai or since Malchus Yavan or the Binyan Abayas, the amount of years from the Binyan Beis HaMikdash or the Chorban Abayas from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Hayah b'Mizrach u'Kasa b'Mariv, he was in the east of a certain place, and it was written in the get that he's on the west. B'Mariv u'Kasa b'Mizrach, he was on the west, and it says in the get that he was on the east. And Lamaisa, the lady, they didn't realize the mistake. The man gave this get to his wife, and the lady went ahead and she gets remarried, and then they discover that, hey, the get is not written correctly. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, that teitzei mizeh umizeh. She has to leave the second man, of course. She's an ishes ish. She's not really divorced. And she's also not allowed to go back to her first husband. She's teitzei mizeh umizeh. V'chol adracha ma'ilu ba. And all the different kenasais that were mentioned in our Mishnah, they're going to apply to this woman. This woman will have all of those kenasais. Now, va'amai, why don't you say the same taina, that lema mayhavala lemevad? Why don't you say that she's a total aines? What was she supposed to have done? What was she supposed to have done? She's a total aines. She thought she was divorced. She received the get. Bezdin gave it to her. The sefer wrote it. Everything was kosher. And she gets remarried. So mayhavala lemevad, what should she have done? And yet still, we see we give kenasai. So you see that even though you have this idea of mayhavala lemevad, we don't pass them based on mayhavala lemevads. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Over there, it's not a mayhavala lemevad. Over there was something that she could have done differently. Ibayi lo lakruye legita. She should have had to get written. Had to get read to her. Meaning, even if she can't read, nowadays women generally know how to read, but even, let's say, in the times where the woman can't read, but she should have had to get read to her. She should have gone to a chacham and had to get be read to her, and then realize the mistake, and then none of this would have happened. So it's not a total aines, like a lady who gets remarried through two edim. I'll bring another raya. I'll bring a raya that we don't use. We don't pass with this svara of mayhavala lemeva. It says a person does yibam with his yivama. So Reuben died. Reuben had multiple wives, and Shimon does yibam on one of them. So the tzara goes. She says, "Okay, great. So this other wife did already the yibam. So now I go out scot free." So she goes ahead and she gets remarried to Baruch. She gets remarried Lashuk. Unim says Zu Ilanus, and then it comes out that Shimon, the lady that Shimon was miyabim, was really an Ilanus, and an Ilanus is potter from yibam. In which case, there's still a zika between Shimon and the other lady who already married now Lashuk. So the halacha is that teitzei mizeh umizeh. She has to leave Baruch. She has to leave the man that she married, and she's also not allowed to do yibam with Shimon. She states in mizeh umizeh, v'chol adracha me'iluba, and all the different kenasos of our Mishnah apply to this woman. Now the question is v'amai, neima mayhavala lemevad, why do we treat her so stringently? Why don't we say the same idea, the same svara of mayhavala lemevad? What should she have done? She saw that her tzara did yibam, so she thought she goes out scot-free. So Eloma, you see from here that no, we don't pass him based on my Havla Lamevad, and Rav Sheshes Svara is wrong. To which the Gemara says, no, again, here also, it's not really a total Aines. There is something she could have done. Ibaila Lam Tune. She should have waited to see if the Tzara is really going to end up being a Gedaila or an Islandess. So since there's something she could have done, so you can't say over here, my Havla Lamevad. I'll bring you a different raya that we don't pass can based on my havla lamevas. It says that kol raya sham rupaytes sarasayan, all the rayas about which they said that they pater the tzara, that if Reuven is married to Bracha and Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven dies, so now Bracha is pater from Yibam because of course she's Shimon's daughter. Memela Shprinza is because she's a tzaras erva. In all these cases, if let's say halchu tzarais v'nisu. Let's say the Shprinza goes out, and the Shprinza in any of these such cases goes out and gets remarried to someone from the Shuk, to Baruch. Unimsu elu Islandus, and then it comes out that Bracha, or whichever Erva it is, she's really an Islandus. So the halacha is, in which case, that now really Shprinza is Zakuk to Shimon. She's not a Tzaras Erva. She's not a Tzaras Erva because Bracha was an Islandus. So the halacha is Teitzim Mizeh Umizeh. Shprinza has to leave Baruch, and she's also not allowed to do Yibam with Shimon. And all the different kenosis of our mission apply to her. But my name of my havla lamevad, what should she have done? Says the Gemara, same tarets over here. She could have waited to ensure, to make sure that bracha is an islandess. Amar Rav Tashima, that kasav seifer get liish v'sheiver liisha. If you have a case where a seifer was hired to write a get for the man, meaning that the man was going to then give to his wife, but the get was being written for the man, v'sheiver liisha, and a payment receipt, was being given to a woman that the woman was then going to hand the man once the man gave her her ksuba, so paid her the money that he owes her. So then she was going to hand him this sheiver, this receipt as proof that he paid her. Utav nasan get liisha v'sheiver liish. The seifer made a mistake. My mistake. He gave the get to the woman and the receipt to the man. And then v'nasnu zelazev zelazev. They each gave each other what they thought they were supposed to give. The man gave the woman what he thought was a get, but really it was a receipt. And the woman then gives the receipt, or what she thinks is a receipt, to her husband, and really it's a get. Ulachers man ari a get yaitzi mitachas idei aish v'sheiver mitachas idei aisha. Sometime later they discover that in the man's possessions is the get, and in the woman's possession is the receipt. Meaning, the man never really gave a get to his wife. He gave a shaver to his wife. And the woman never gave the shaver to her husband. She gave a get to her husband. The emphasis being on the fact that the man never divorced his wife. And she went ahead, she thought she was divorced, and so she went ahead and she got remarried. The halacha is teitzim mizeh umizeh. She has to leave the new husband because she's an ishes ish. And she's also not allowed to stay together with her original husband. V'chol adracha me'iluba, and all the different kenosis of her mishnah apply to her. Why over here don't you say my havla lamevad? Alamai, you see that we don't pass him based on my havla lamevad. To which the Gemara says, no, here also ibayla the kriya gita. She should have had to get read to her, and she would have caught the fact that it was a mistake, that it's a receipt and not a get. Amar Vashi Tashimas, or Vashi says, I'll bring you a different raya that we don't pass him based on my havla lamevad. It says that Shina Shemayu Shema, same idea over here with the get. A get was written incorrectly. Instead of Shina Shemay Ushma, her name and his name, they were written incorrectly. Or Shem Iroi V'Shem Ira, or his city or her city. So, and she went ahead and she thought the get was valid. She assumed the get was valid when she received it. And she gets remarried. Now, Lacha is state to Mizeh Umizeh. She has to leave the new man, and she's also not allowed to go back to her original husband. V'chol adracha me'iluba, and all the different kenosis of her mishnah apply to her. V'amai, why name my havala lamevad? Why don't you say over here also my havala lamevad? Evidently, we don't pass him based on my havala lamevad. To which the Gemara says that no, over here it's not on my havala lamevad. Over here, there's something she could have done. Ibaila l'kriya l'gita. She should have had to get read to her. Well, Amar Rav Yehuda Tashma. One final attempt of a raya. I'll bring you a raya that we don't paskin based on my havla lamevad. The Braisa says that kansa beget kireach. If let's say a man gives his get his wife a get, but it's a get that's not a proper get. It's a get kireach, which is a get that Chazal instituted that a kayin is supposed to use. It's a get that's complicated. It takes a long time to write. And the idea was, is really twofold. First of all, no pun intended, is that first of all, kayin is naturally kehanim get angry faster, so he's more likely to get into a fight with his wife than want to divorce her. And also the ramifications of getting divorced to his wife are much more severe, because a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So once he divorces her, he's not allowed to take her back, as opposed to a Yisrael, who from the beginning doesn't get angry as fast. And secondly, even if he would divorce his wife and then regret it the next day, he could always remarry her. So there's no need for such a takana. The get kireach was instituted dafka for kehanim, a get that's complicated and takes a long time to write, to give the kohen time to calm down and perhaps change his mind. So let's say a Yisrael gave his wife a get kireach, and the wife went and she got remarried using this get. Again, the halacha is she has to leave the new husband, and also she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. My havelul mevad, what should she have done? Elamai, you see that we don't pass them based on my havelul mevads. Which the Gemara says again over here, the same terrace as before. That no, over here there's something she could have done differently. Ibayla la kruya legita, she should have had to get read to her, and therefore she's not considered a total aines. Now, Rav Papa savar lemevad uvda b'may havla lemevad. Now, Rav Papa once wanted to pass in the case based on the Mayhavala Lamevad of a lady that her husband came back, but she was Nisis with Adim. So since she was Nisis with Adim, we're not going to say that she's asked her to go back to her first husband, because Mayhavala Lamevad. So he wanted to pass in like we're assuming right now the Chachamim hold, that maybe there's a Chachamim that argue on Reb Shimon and say that even when she's Nisis Al Pi Adim, that we still have all these Kenasos and she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. So her papa wanted to do a case not like that, not like the Rabbanan, rather like Reb Shimon, that my Havala Lamevad, what should she have done? Since there's nothing that she could have done better, because she was Nisis Al Pi Adim, so we're going to allow her to go back to her original husband. That's where her papa wanted to pass it. However, I'm really Rav Huna, Brid Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Vatani Kohani Masnasa, that how could you say that just because my Havala Lamevad, that we're going to allow her to stay together with her original husband, but you see all these different Mishnayis and Braises that we just quoted on this Amma, all seem to suggest that we don't paskin based on my Havala Lamevads. So Amar Leiser, Papa said back, V'lav Shaninu, what do you mean? We already answered all of them, that all those were cases where there's something that she could have done better. That's why she had the different Kenasais. But in cases where there's actually nothing that she could have done better, so then we do apply my Havala Lamevad. Amar Lei, so the Gemara says, Bravuna, the Braid of Yeshua said back to her Papa, Vashinuye, Leiku, V'leismuch, you're going to be Saimich on a Teretz? A Teretz is just saying that copy that, but you want to bring a raya, you want to bring a kasha, so you have no kasha, because maybe over there the pshat is that you could have done something better, but not that we're therefore saying that we reckon with my havala lemevad. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying if you want to bring a raya that we don't reckon with my havala lemevad, it's not a raya, because in these cases there is something she could have done better. But you can't just rely on the teretz and say that, oh, so you see that we do work based on my have a little mevats. Adkan. Amr of Ashi. Rav Ashi says now a new halacha. New halacha. Adkan in the previous sugya, now a new halacha. Amr of Ashi. Ulekalo loichai shinan. Let's say you have this case of the woman who got remarried through an eid echad. And then, so until now we spoke about cases where the husband comes back. Says Rav Ashi, let's say there's a kol that the husband's alive. Not that the husband actually came back, but there starts to be rumors. Rumors start to spread that really the husband's alive. Says Rav Ashi, ulekalo lechashinam. We don't have to concern ourselves with rumors. Now says the Gemara, hai kala, when was this kol? Ilema kala de basar nesuin. The rumors only started after she got remarried to a new husband. Ha amar Rav Ashi chadazimna. So Rav Ashi already told us this idea that we don't listen to rumors in such cases. The amar Rav Ashi told us that any rumors that start to spread after the marriage, we don't have to be concerned for them. He was talking about a case of a kohen who marries a woman, and afterwards rumors start to spread that maybe really the woman is a grusha or a zayna, and says Rav Ashi that we don't have to worry ourselves with these rumors once they already got married. So Rav Ashi already told us that. So why would he tell us that again over here in our Mishnah's case, where the woman whose husband went away and comes along Rav Ashi and he says that, oh, if rumors start to spread after she gets remarried, we don't have to listen to the rumors. Of course we don't have to listen to the rumors. Rav Ashi already told us that idea. Why would I think that we should reckon with the rumors? So says the Gemara, Ma'udetema, Hayul Va'asoy Lebeidina, Usharinan, since really, this is not so pasha. When a kohen marries a woman, there was no suspicions beforehand. The suspicions only only began afterwards, so we say, but over here in our case, the suspicions began already before. Meaning, it's only an Eid Echad that came to Beis Din and said that her husband had died. So we needed to go through a whole procedure in Beis Din. It was an Eid Echad. We needed Rishus from Beis Din. So since it was a whole procedure, we needed a Ma'is of Beis Din. So it's already like the rumors already started. Kekala de Kamein Nisuin Dami. It's like a case of rumors that started to spread really before the marriage, before she got remarried. As soon as she found out that her husband died, it's like Kilu already built in rumors that maybe her husband is still alive. Utitzar. So maybe if rumors start to really spread, real halachic rumors start to spread after she gets married, it's as if they started really before she got married. Utitzar, she should become usher to her husband because of the rumors. Come Ashvel and Ravashi, then no, we'll call it Lechayshinan, that we don't have to be concerned for the rumors. Only if the husband actually comes back, that's when we have to face the facts. But otherwise, if they're just rumors, so we don't have to be concerned for rumors.